Tech talent, today's innovative companies can't survive without it, yet struggle to find it. In this special series, we talk to some of today's most dynamic leaders in tech on how they define, find, and cultivate talent.
So we're doing a series on tech talent, and who better to talk to about it than Greg Scoresby of Campus Logic. So just to dive right in, I was curious how you would define top tech talent.
Well, I think that top tech talent is, you've got to be smart. You've got to have desire to learn new things. You've got to be committed to solve a problem and feel a connection to the purpose or the mission of whatever you're working on, whether it's a project or for a company. But those are some of the attributes or qualities that I would look for in what top tech talent is. And I wouldn't limit it just to software developers. I would include things like product management, maybe even product marketing, marketing in general. You might even make an argument that it could include sales as well when you think about selling software might be a different skill set as well. But broadly speaking, I'd say it involves product management and software development and the associated functions there.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, the other roles, because there are so many different roles that even a software service company just requires to get their product out there and make it successful. Glad you brought that up. So thinking of your best sort of tech employee or best employee, and you don't have to name names if you don't want to, but what makes them the best?
Well, I won't limit this to one or two people, but I think people that do the best at Campus Logic are a few things. One, naturally curious to learn new things. Two, our people are really collaborative. We don't have people working in isolation. If you were in one of our stand-up meetings every day with our software development team, it's actually pretty hard to tell at Campus Logic who is senior and who's junior. And I mean, they know, of course, and the team knows, but if you were an outsider coming in, you would notice that there's no sort of alpha type personalities, and nobody's above working on something else than another. So the team's very collaborative, and I think that's a really key attribute. One of our values is we're nice and take care of each other. I would say that being able to work well with other people, being nice, we have a whole lot of different personalities, but one thing you have to have is you've got to be nice, you got to be smart, you got to be collaborative, you got to be curious. Those are things that make someone successful at Campus Logic.
Okay. How do you recognize some of your best employees?
Well, we have a company meeting every 2 weeks, and so we showcase employees across the organization in that meeting. We have lunch together in the office, and then I usually do a small presentation about progress we've made within that month. Other groups do presentations about things they're working on. These are short presentations about things they're working on, whether it's product or sales or marketing. And so we're, as part of all of that, we're recognizing individuals. We try to recognize individuals on teams. So that's one of the primary mechanisms. We also, because we're big users of Slack, we do real-time recognition when people write in one of our Slack channels where people are recognizing the good performance of other people they've seen within the company. So I want to create a company where, and I've said this a lot within Campus Logic, it's not my job as the CEO to make sure that everybody gets recognized. We need to make sure that everybody's getting recognized. Everybody needs to make sure that the good work of others is getting recognized. So I think a lot of times it's easy to think, oh, that's somebody else's job to worry about recognition. But every employee has responsibility to recognize the good work and good values that they see in other people. And I think we do a pretty good job of that. We could certainly do a better job of that. But that's a key part of what I want to instill in our organization at all times, is everybody shares the responsibility for recognition to make sure that we're recognizing the good work we see on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, that's key. It seems like it's sometimes that can even have more impact coming from a peer within the company.
I agree.
I was curious, what's one of the roles that you have the toughest time filling?
Well, I think software engineering talent is certainly in big demand. We try to minimize the use of outside recruiters. I probably get 10 outside recruiter calls a week or emails a week. And, you know, I don't love the business model and we haven't had great success with it. And just to be clear, this isn't an invitation for more recruiters to call me. My dream is that recruiters will stop calling me altogether. Mm-hmm. I certainly know how to reach recruiters. It's not an absence of awareness of the business model, but it's hard to find. It's hard to find talent, and they're not the best talent's not always the most visible talent out there. So I think software engineers are hard to find. But there's also product management. The discipline of product management is hard to find because in our world, you'd like to have someone that has domain expertise in the world of student financial aid, and they've built cloud software before or been part of that, and they live here where our software engineer, where most of our software engineers are, and that's just a really hard find. We have a couple of great people on the team in that area, but scaling that is hard.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, that's pretty niche. That would be a challenge. So if you were mentoring a group of sort of emerging tech talent, what's one thing you would want them to know?
Well, I'm not sure if other CEOs would say this, but something that's important to me is, here's the contract that exists between an employer and an employee. Like, we give you a salary and you give us your best work, including your opinions. I want people to be vocal. And so people need to be vocal. They need to be collaborative, but they need to bring their best ideas, and they need to be motivated to solve a problem. So if I were mentoring, younger tech talent, I would say, be curious, be vocal, be thoughtful, be collaborative. Those are things that your company needs from you, and you'll find your work to be a lot more enjoyable if you feel like you're really making a difference. And that's the way you make a difference. Bring new ideas to the table, and then execute and perform and collaborate. Those are things that make you a really valuable employee, and you'll get a lot more joy in your work if you do that.
I love that. That's perfect. Is there a book that you would pass along to them?
Oh, well, there's plenty of books out there. I would tell you that there's a book called Multipliers by Liz Wiseman, and this isn't directed at tech talent. It's really directed at more leaders of developing just talent in general. But I think that's a good book to think. Are you killing genius, or are you cultivating genius? Was one of the primary principles in that book. And as leaders of tech talent, we need to be doing all we can to multiply the genius within the organization. And that's really how you amplify or accelerate growth in an organization is to multiply the genius that's already there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very cool. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to do this. That was very helpful to hear.